This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the President of Sri Lanka, Anurag Kumara Dasanayake, yesterday and assured him of India's continued support to Sri Lanka under the ongoing Operation Sagar Bandhu in providing rescue and relief to distressed persons. Mr. Modi assured that India, in line with its vision, Mahasagar, and its established position as the first responder, will continue to extend all necessary assistance in the coming days as Sri Lanka undertakes rehabilitation efforts, resumes public services, and works toward restoring livelihoods across the impacted regions. During the conversation, President Dasanayake also conveyed his deep gratitude for India's assistance in the wake of the disaster and appreciated the swift deployment of rescue teams and relief material. India has intensified its humanitarian mission in Sri Lanka as the island reels from the devastating impact of Cyclone Dithwa, which has triggered massive floods and landslides. Authorities now confirm 390 deaths and 352 people still missing, while rescue and relief efforts continue across hard-hit districts as access gradually improves. Under Operation Sagar Bandhu, India has expanded medical, rescue and logistics support, reinforcing its role as Sri Lanka's first responder. AC-130J aircraft brought around 10 tons of medical supplies, including Besh modular trauma cubes, alongside an IAF medical team. Meanwhile, INS Sukanya arrived at Trincomalee Port in the eastern province and delivered 12 tons of essential relief for immediate distribution. The northeast monsoon has become vigorous as deep depression located near North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coast remained stationary during the past 6 hours, about 50 km east of Chennai, 160 km east of Cuddalore, and 140 km south of Nellore. It is very unlikely to recurve slowly south-southwestwards and weaken into a depression during the next 12 hours. The minimum distance of the center of the deep depression from North Tamil Nadu Puducherry coast is about 35 kilometers. The weather department has raised a red alert to Chennai, Tiruvallur, Chengalpattu and Kanchipuram districts for another 24 hours. Government has issued directions for pre-installation of Sanchar Sathi app in mobile handsets to verify the genuineness of mobile handsets. Department of Telecommunications has directed the manufacturer and importers of mobile handsets to ensure that the Sanchar Sathi mobile application is pre-installed on all mobile handsets manufactured or imported for use in India. It said that pre-installed Sanchar Sathi application should readily be visible and accessible to the end user at the time of first use or device setup. The department added that the functionalities of the application should not be disabled or restricted. It further directed the manufacturer and importers of mobile handsets to make an endeavor to push the app through software updates to devices that have been already manufactured and are in sales channels in India. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has conducted searches at several locations in Jammu and Kashmir and Uttar Pradesh as part of its investigations in Delhi car blast case. The NIA, in a statement, shared that a total of 8 locations were searched in districts of Shopian, Kulgam, Pulwama and Avantipura of Jammu and Kashmir and 1 location in Lucknow yesterday. The agency added that various digital devices and other incriminating materials were seized during the searches conducted at the premises of several accused and suspects in the 2 states. IMD has forecast cold wave conditions in parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Maharashtra, Marathwada and Punjab today. The weather agency predicted a fog condition over Himachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Odisha. Indian stock markets opened with a sharp gap down today but soon recovered some losses as investors continued to book profits after the recent rally. The Sensex was trading at around 85,508, down 134 points, while the Nifty slipped 31 points to 26,145 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.